You're listening to Lather Talk with your hosts, John Shea and Gerard Gustilo.
All right. Well, welcome, listeners and viewers. It is the second annual Lather Talk Awards. Gerard, are you excited?
Always.
That's right.
Been waiting for this.
Waiting with bated breath. Episode number 70. And this, we did have to delay our recording, so we apologize if this episode is coming a little bit later than expected, but we thank you all for your patience, as we are very excited to shine some light on, you know, artisans and vendors within the wet shaving community, voted on by you, the listeners and viewers. So everything from the nomination process to the actual, you know, winning votes. So with that being said, first person I'd like to shout out from our Lather Talk Discord, and in case you're looking for a wet shaving community / platform, we have a free one you can check out with other viewers and listeners of Lather Talk. Free to check out. Go to the link in the description or the show notes. Come join us. Come say hi. No obligation to stay. But I'd like to shout out Jay Beast Mode for being the only, but also excellent submitter of multiple Hagi awards. So this is something we did last year to kind of utilize that AI art generation. And he gave us some, you know, some great submissions, which I'll be showing you right now in post-production. But the least we could do, Jay Beast Mode, you know, he's sent in past listener questions and whatnot, has been awarded with a Lather Talk t-shirt. So thank you, Jay Beast Mode, for your excellent submissions. I really enjoyed them all.
Thank you so much. He's an OG.
Before we get into the actual award show, Gerard, did you have any predictions or thoughts on how our second award show might go?
No. I mean, to be honest, I had a feeling, you know, a lot of the I don't want to say fan favorites, you know, would kind of, you know, make a reappearance or anything like that. But also, like, yeah, a bunch of, you know, like new people also, you know, like we talked about it last year, that one of our, I think it was our biggest episode, is like, you know, when the thrill is gone. And as well as like a lot of artisans, you know, leaving the space. But that just means that there's more room for people to try and chime in and stuff like that, as well as the ones that are tried and true, maintaining their stranglehold, you know, within the community, within the hobby itself. And it's been good to see. So yeah, super excited. Really, really looking forward to this.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing I went back through our show notes from last year to see what categories we wanted to add, see what tweaks we might want to make. And even in the nomination process, we tinkered with some stuff. But I think in the end, something more streamlined made more sense. And I think even just as people, because, you know, voting was open to the public, keeping that simple too, a little peek behind the curtain. I mean, I think it gives you a better experience. So, you know, this wouldn't be possible, guys, if it wasn't for your participation to nominate, to help choose the categories, and ultimately to, you know, choose the winners for today. So thank you, everyone who participated. This show wouldn't be possible without you, and the awards wouldn't be possible without you. So that being said, Jared and I will alternate reading out the different categories and winners. So I'll take the first one, Jared. And the first category that we had was best razor maker. Makes sense. Wet shaving, where would we be without the razors? So first, the nominees in this category, and I wonder if I'll put in some like orchestral music in the background or something, but out of the four nominees, we had Aylesworth Razors, Blackland Razors, Carve Shaving, and last but not least, Rockwell Razors. And the winner of the best razor maker category is Aylesworth Razors. Congratulations, Caleb. And now a quick message from Caleb accepting this award.
Hey, what's up, guys? Caleb here from Aylesworth Razors. And I just wanted to take a moment out of my day to thank you all so much for choosing us to be Razor Maker of the Year for 2023. You know, when John first reached out to tell us, I really didn't know what to say. I was not expecting this, and I'm completely humbled and blown away that you guys would choose us among all of the amazing competition that's out there and all the amazing releases that have come out this year. You know, it's you guys that make this possible for us. When you guys come out and you support us, and when you give feedback, and you know, you send me DMs letting me know how much you're enjoying the Razor, or even giving us constructive feedback and letting us know how to make things better, that's the fuel that keeps us going, and we couldn't be doing any of this without you. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We are filled with gratitude. We are completely humbled by all of the support and by what you guys have enabled us to be able to do. 2023 was a fantastic year. We put out 4 products, 3 new razors, and we have a bunch more in store for 2024. So we really just can't wait to see what comes next. Thank you all again, and thank you, Lather Talk, for the opportunity. We appreciate you. Have a blessed, fantastic week and year.
So congratulations, Caleb, on winning the Hoggy for Best Razor Maker. Now, Gerard, do you want to take the next category?
Yes, the next category that we have is Best Brush Maker. Sorry for all of you who use canned foam. You will not be represented in this category. Mm-mm. But for brush makers out there, we have the nominees, a.k.a. Brushworks, Chisel and Hound, Mojo Handcrafts, and Trotter Handcrafts. And the Hoggy goes to Trotter Handcrafts.
Hey everyone, this is Paul with Trotter Handcrafts. Hey, thank you so much for voting me Brush Maker of the Year for 2023. I sincerely appreciate this so much. Thank you. Thank you, John and Gerard, for the Lather Talk podcast and Discord and Lather Talk Awards. Thanks to my friends and family and everyone else out there who's followed me along the way. I'll continue to try to make cool stuff for you in the coming year, and we'll see you around. Thank you again.
Congratulations on your Hoggy. You know, like Trotter has been with us like basically since the beginning, you know, like of the Discord at least. And doing like good work, being consistent, and you know, just fantastic handles. Congratulations.
Congrats, Paul. You deserve it. some stiff competition. I mean, I can say that about any category, but excellent brush makers, new and old. Always happy to see them prosper. Hey guys, we'll get right back to the episode in just a minute, but I want to take this chance to say thank you to all the Lather Talk patrons out there. I want to let you know that I greatly appreciate your financial support of this podcast and the YouTube channel for helping take care of costs that happen behind the scenes. Thank you so much. If you guys are in a position and want to help out the podcast, please check out our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/lathertalk. And one last way you can help is share your viewing or listening experience, post up on social media, and we are happy to reshare your post. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and now back to the episode. All right, as we continue, the next category we have is Best Artisan Shave Soap Maker. Many, many to choose from, but there has to be one. But before we get to that winner, the nominees in this category, we have Ariana and Evans, Gentleman's Nod, House of Mammoth, and McDuff Soap Company. And the Hoggy for Best Shave Soap Maker goes to Ariana and Evans.
Hey, everyone. So I just received a message from John in regards to winning the best overall shave soap maker. So Thank you so much. Once again, this is a big surprise. Did not expect this. My daughter and I are away for an event here in Rome, and this was just completely out of the blue. So thank you, everyone, for your support, your trust in me and our company, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Congrats, Peter. Fantastic. We had no say in this just because we did the collab this year. So it is truly well-deserved and well-earned.
Totally.
Absolutely fantastic.
Congratulations, Peter, on winning the Hoggy for Best Artisan Shave Soap Maker.
All right. The next category, it's always a fan favorite. It's the best budget-friendly wet shaving product. You know, inflation's gone up, mm-hmm. and it's always nice to be able to, you know, get the maximum bang for your buck, not just in price, but without sacrificing quality in your products or anything like that. So the nominees for best budget-friendly wet shaving product are Pedro Fiasco from A&E, Pro Rosso, Razorock, and Sterling Soap Company. And the Hoggy goes to Sterling Soap Company.
Hi, I'm Rod with Sterling Soap. This is Emerson. And we're out here with a flock of future sheep soap here. I want to say thank you to John and to Lather Talk and the Lather Talk listeners for voting for us to be the best budget product of the year in this year's Lather Talk Awards. Thank you very much. Thank you for all the orders and support you've sent us over the year, and we'll keep doing what we do.
Congratulations, Rod and Mandy, for everything. Fantastic. We've loved you guys since the beginning. Not surprised, you know, there at all. Everyone is, you know, to be honest, using everyone, I think we've talked about, literally started with Pro Rosso, you know, mm-hmm. for years. Razorock, you know, offering some of the best, like, you know, budget scents, you know, on the market. Pedro Fiasco, just a fantastic line, like very superb quality soaps, you mm-hmm. know, for what you're getting. You know, Sterling's been in it to win it, right? Like since the beginning, you know, just offering, you know, more ounces, more options, anything that you want, you know, like that'll sell, yep. it'll get out there. And it's a fantastic soap base. Congratulations, Sterling Soap Company.
Yeah, and this category was in response to some include more the utilitarian wet shavers, and for sure, like best bang for your buck, best budget friendly. I think this was an excellent inclusion. I think the fact that it's not just artisan, it's just really, that's why it's like, you know, wet shaving product line, I think was maybe how it's listed in the ballot, because yeah, brands like Parasso, heck, Arco could have been here if there were any I don't think there were any nominations for Arco, but you know, that's where it belonged. And if there were flowers to give, I guess this would be the place to do it.
That would be the biggest bust of the year, I think, would be just Arco, 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 Arco.
Arco, Arco, Arco. That would be the end of the Lather Talk Awards in my book.
I'd be like, we've given awards to everyone, you know. I mean, also, like I said, the thing with Arco is only the scent for me. Yeah. I've used it. It shaves incredibly well. Yeah. It is like it. If it was on here for value, you know, like I'd be like, you know what? I'm not even really mad. You know,
this is the category for it to come up and be loved.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. But this year, Sterling, Rod and Mandy. Well-deserving. So,
following up, back-to-back, our next category is for best shaving YouTuber or content creator, whether it's YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. Is Vine still a thing? Is no. Periscope still a thing? Is it Twitter? Is it X? Is it Threads? Wherever it may be. Is it on Snapchat? Does anyone even look at Snapchat for anything? It doesn't matter. If you're on there, if you're creating content for the wet shaving community, you're on here. And so the nominees for best wet shaving content creators are The Barbershop Duet, The Canadian Mafia Show, Kevy Shaves, and Shaving with Greg Tardif. And the hoggy goes to The Canadian Mafia Show.
Okay, so, wow. What an honor, guys. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. On behalf of Bilu, Lyle, Phil, Mike, Carlos, myself, the Don of the Canadian Mafia Show, thanks so much, everybody, for nominating us for this award. And thank you so much for declaring us the winner. Yeah, you know, we have a lot of fun doing this show and hanging out with everybody in the comment section. And like we always say, we do the show for you guys. Without the amazing audience, it's just the six of us talking to each other, looking silly. So thank you so much. It's an absolute honor to be able to win this award, and we're looking forward to bringing the best Canadian Mafia show that we can here in 2024. So yeah, thanks again, guys. We love each and every one of you. Take care, eh? Peace.
Goodness sakes, this everyone on there, everyone north of, is it the 42nd parallel? Is that what it is? I don't remember.
I should know.
Up there in the great white north.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Couldn't go to a better, better group of guys. It was such fun to record with all of them.
That was
that
was organized chaos. I'm surprised it went through as smoothly as it did.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned this in a previous episode, but editing it was actually quite easy. Like just the way that it had to go, and people were very respectful of each other. Like, you wouldn't know it, but it was very easy to work with in post production, which for me it's great. It's a time saver.
If you're looking for a cool place to hang out with traditional shaving enthusiasts, come on down to the Lather Talk Discord. Share your shave of the days, mail calls, or talk about your favorite hardware or software, and just about everything in between. Once again, that's Lather Talk Discord. Check out the link below.
Well, that brings us to our last category, Gerard. The award show has gone by so fast, but this last category, best overall wet shaving artisan. And I didn't mention this before, but all the categories, there was the option to write in too. So that being said, everyone's included. It could be for whatever reason. It could be best performance, best scent options, maybe that they offer a bar soap, whatever it is. This was up to you, the viewers, to decide. Who's the one to take it all? So for this category, who's the MVP? Who's the GOAT even? So the nominees.
GOAT is very, that's objective. That's going to be when we do the 50th Lather Talk Awards. We're going to be looking at the LT50. It's the LT50, you know, and stuff like that.
I like
the
that.
The true Mount Rushmore, you know, and stuff like that, whatever. But this is definitely good. It's the annual. It's the MVP.
Okay, MVP. I'll take it. So the nominees for the best overall wet shaving artisan. First, we have Ariana and Evans, Aylesworth Razors, Barrister and Man, Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements. And the Hoggy goes to Ariana and Evans.
Hey, everyone. Me again. So thank you, John. John reached out and said that we also won the best overall wet shaving artisan for 2023, which is an incredible honor. So as I mentioned, may have mentioned before, there's so many great artisans out there. Just to be considered among the best out there is just amazing for us. It's very difficult to grasp, you know, this the thought of being among the best. So thank you. Thank you for your support over the years. Thank you for your trust in me and our company. And we'll see what's in store for 2024. So thank you.
So big congratulations to Peter, who A&D picking up two awards this year. Well-deserved, great, expansive line, and still growing. I think he's growing internationally too for distribution. So all the success this coming year to A&D.
Congratulations, Peter. Congratulations to all of the nominees and all of the categories. I think being on here just, puts the spotlight on a lot of people in this community. And so it's good to see. It's good to see that it's healthy. It's good to see that's thriving. And we're here for it.
For sure. For sure. Now, that being said, do you have any, because I realized we didn't share any of our own personal picks. Or even, I don't know, there's other categories that we didn't get to. Maybe some flowers that you want to give.
It's funny because it's like, I mean, I'll be honest. Some people, just to give the shout out to, I'd say, Henson Razors, I'm very much enjoying my aggressive, from the initial collab, just request that we did. It's not like we are branded on it or anything. Still love, like Blackland, was nominated in Best Razors. Still love my, T.I. Bird. Enjoying some of the, the artisans that have since, left the hobby and whatnot as well. Dr. Johns comes to mind. I really, I've been using them and stuff like that. It's been a good year and whatnot. And obviously with like stuff like brushes, all the brush makers have been, awesome. But just enjoying stuff like, just shout out to people like Milton at Turn and Shave, Scott at Declaration Grooming, Steven at Dogwood Handcrafts. There's like, I already know, who else am I missing? There's so many, Tans, turning by Tans, has just been, like just doing so much stuff. Like, if anything, I think even for next year, we should just, I would say, let's just expand it to like 7 nominees, and stuff like that, just to be able to like people can get their names out, out there and be recognized as just being someone up here in the community.
Just even as you're going through the different brush makers, the people that have, there's hand type knots, there's different price points and whatnot. I can think of Walled Shaving, Yannick over there, doing great work and still coming out with new innovative shapes. They might not be for everyone, but it's different. Like, it's a walled brush when it comes to that. That A1 synthetic brush is still one of my favorites.
A lot of people have left, that's always unfortunate, right? But it doesn't mean that we're short on our options. The options are still, absolutely tremendous out there. And I still see this as just, if you want to say the golden age of shaving, we're still here. We're still in it. There are products out there, great stuff being made, great stuff available for anyone to pick up, and, can't complain.
I think it was hard to drill down to specifics, like a specific razor, a specific soap, because of just the wealth of options and also kind of like how different preferences can be too, from like, my favorite's a straight razor, my favorite's like good old trusty Mercur 34C, or and everything in between, really. But I think this is just a small slice, of some of the offerings from this past year. And again, thank you to everyone who participated in this year's Lather Talk Awards, and congratulations to all the nominees and all the winners. The utter wealth of great options and great people making great products. We're just so thankful and blessed to be in this hobby.
I know that, like, especially the past few months and stuff like that, or we haven't had guest interviews and things like that. I feel like after we come back from, hiatus, whenever that may be, I think, it would be good to kind of go back, kind of do a check-in with some of the, some of the old guests, as well as like new ones, new people in the hobby and stuff like that. I, and and just giving them a platform to just say, hey, we're new, we're here, or guess what? We're still here. Yeah. It's been 5 years, it's been 10 years, and we're still here. So the hobby is in a good place.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I also want to give a thank you and shout out to my co-host Gerard. I don't think you can really tell, but he has been a champ and dealt with like a sore throat and losing his voice. And just thank you, Gerard, for powering through and being able to record today. Gerard also has a very exciting February coming up. He's going on paternity leave from Lather Talk because of his second child being born. So we just want to wish you the best. We pray for a very smooth birthing process and also transition to two kiddos in the house. We'll miss you. But I think
you'll see all my hair will have fallen out. I'm going to be completely like salt and pepper. I'll somehow have like a beard and stuff like that.
where you couldn't grow one before, all of a sudden it's just like full on beard. Yeah.
Yep.
I look forward to it. But best of luck, Gerard. Very exciting. I can't wait to check in with you let the listeners and viewers know you're still alive and hanging in there.
With my next live shave in 3.5 years.
That's right. You know. That's right.
With that live. Whatever it'll be. Now, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna try to like get back around and stuff like that. Maybe not posting like every shave of the day, but just kind of doing more like, I don't want to say like product photography, and stuff like that. But yeah, just kind of like doing it in that sense, just trying to figure out a good way of just like showcasing what's in the den and what's available out there.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to that. Again, no pressure to do so, but it might be that's how you get your me time, and that's always a good thing. So, I think that'll do it for this year's Lather Talk Awards, Gerard. So it's been a pleasure.
Oink oink, oink oink, yeah. Boys.
Yes, oink oink.
Hoggies, baby.
So. Yep, we can call it a wrap on the second annual Lather Talk Awards. And listeners and viewers, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, if you enjoyed the episode, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review. It'll get the podcast into more ears for other wet shavers. Likewise on YouTube, smash that like button, hit that subscribe if you haven't done so already, and we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Take care.